Second hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on this Tuesday and this beautiful day here in Nashville. Darren McFarland, Willie Donnick, Chase McCabe with you. Let's talk a little fantasy football. Let's try to help you out. It's just 1 week, folks. It's like the Titans game. It's 1 week. Don't panic. It's a long ways to go if you didn't get off to a good start. And to help us with all that, Joe Dolan is on the line with us. He is, of course, with at Fantasy Points. He is the guru of fantasy football. We've had him on many times over the years. He does a great job, and he is here to help us. He's here to help you. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. It was an eventful week one. There's no doubt about it. We have a longer season, though. If you lost in week one, guess what? You have one extra week to make it up this year. So it's a long season, and I'm hunkering down.
That's right. That's a good way of putting it. And let's start last night. We know the news with the Ravens. They've just been ravished with injuries at running back, and they just kept dropping like flies. Well, how big are you on Tyson Williams moving forward? How, you know, last night he had the touchdown, I think, what, 65 yards rushing. Moving forward, what do you like him as maybe the main guy? I know they've signed a couple washed-up dudes, but what do you think about him?
Yeah, so I was overall really encouraged by him. I thought he looked a lot better than Latavius Murray did, but it is clear to me that at least for the time being, that Tyson Williams and Latavius Murray are going to be the two main backs here. And, you know, this is a guy who was an undrafted player who, you know, like, he was going to make the team, certainly following the J.K. Dobbins injury, but I think he might have made it regardless. But the fact that they trusted him to play over half the snaps out there, he played 51% of the snaps last night. I thought he looked pretty explosive. He caught three passes. That is the guy I want in the Baltimore backfield. I know Latavius Murray was kind of in there at the end of the game, kind of hoping to close things out. He scored the touchdown as well. And Latavius Murray is certainly somebody worth having on a fantasy bench. But Tyson Williams is younger. He's more explosive. Kind of an angular dude. You know, he almost looked like he was built like a receiver. And I was impressed with his burst. So a good start for Tyson Williams. And if you started him for fantasy, you know, maybe you had Gus Edwards and, you know, you picked him up off the waiver wire, I think you have to be really encouraged by what you saw. I think he's kind of like a high-end running back three for fantasy right now, low-end running back two, but the potential to be a lot more than that.
Mostert is out in San Francisco.
Yep.
Where do you see – where's the direction with their backfield? Where would you go?
San Francisco was the team that threw us for the most loops in week one. So at 11:30 Eastern, when inactives come out, Trey Sermon, who was the third-round running back pick, and as you guys know, in this day and age in the NFL, a third-round pick on a running back is a pretty premium pick. So all season in fantasy, everybody was drafting Trey Sermon with the eye towards the future, thinking this guy's going to take the job from Mostert. Mostert can't stay on the field. This guy was a third-round pick. It's a great run scheme. This is the guy who's going to take the job. Well, it comes out, he's inactive. And they say he was outplayed by not just Mostert, but Jamichael Hasty and Elijah Mitchell, who also is a rookie. He was a sixth-rounder out of Louisiana Lafayette. Well, not only does Elijah Mitchell get on the active roster over Trey Sermon, Raheem Mostert gets hurt after two carries. He's out for a couple of months, and Elijah Mitchell goes nuts. He runs for over 100 yards in that game. He runs for a touchdown. That is the guy who, if you're looking for the hot waiver wire guy in fantasy football this week, Elijah Mitchell of the San Francisco 49ers is the guy. He's listed as Eli Mitchell on Yahoo, if you play on Yahoo, by the way. But that's the hot waiver wire guy. That being said, Kyle Shanahan also came out and, you know, and said Brandon Ayuk, who was their first-round receiver last year, who had a great rookie season, he didn't get a target in week one. He played less than half the snaps, and Kyle Shanahan came out and essentially said, yeah, he got outplayed in training camp. They were essentially teaching him a lesson. So I wonder if these are motivational tactics to Brandon Ayuk and to Trey Sermon. And, you know, at some point, you know, I'm not closing the coffin on Trey Sermon just yet. But for now, you know, Elijah Mitchell has earned carries. Like, he's going to keep getting the football. Trey Sermon's going to be active then, because we know Raheem Mostert's out. Trey Sermon's going to be active, but he's got to earn his way into that rotation. But just a couple of really strange things happened with San Francisco that I'm not sure if we can take stock in week two moving forward.
Interesting. I shouldn't have bounced from the Raiders-Ravens game just yet because I did have one more on that game. Yeah. On the Raiders side of things, we all know Darren Waller is the stud. He is their go-to guy. But there were some guys that stood out, especially late in the game. Bryan Edwards and Hunter Renfrow. Do you like either one of those guys moving forward?
I much prefer – like, Renfrow is one of those guys. I think, like, half the teams in the NFL have them where, like, for fantasy, they're guys who you can put in your lineup and they can get you 4 for 50 in a pinch. But they're not really somebody you want starting for your team on a weekly basis. I'm going to shoot for upside. That's going to be Bryan Edwards. And, you know, he disappeared in that game. I know Derek Carr ended up throwing for 435, but for most of that game, I didn't think Derek Carr was very sharp at all. And so Bryan Edwards didn't get involved until really late. And then he started to emerge. He was a guy who had gotten so hyped up by the coaching staff this offseason. That's the guy I want for Oakland, for Vegas. And you know at this point, like, who their number one receiver is, though. It's Darren Waller. I mean, Darren Waller had 19 targets in that game.
Wow.
Everybody else is ancillary to Darren Waller. Yeah, 19 targets. I don't believe there was a single player who had more targets in week one than Darren Waller.
Boy, it seemed like it, but I did not know the number was 19. Wow, I didn't look at that. But
yeah.
Wow, watching the game, it certainly jumped out at you. Joe Dolan is with us, managing editor at Fantasy Points. You should follow him. He's a great, great follow. A lot of expertise on fantasy football. So, Joe, what do you think we learned? Chase and I co-own a team in this league, and
Okay. We
took a little late flyer, grabbed the Jets running backs, got them both late, just seeing how it's going to shake out. Of course, not much in week one, but like it's always interesting. The Texans would be another team, like weak offenses, weak teams, but somebody's going to get the ball. So what did we learn about the Jets?
What we learned about the Jets is that their offensive line is a disaster, and they just lost Mekhi Becton for an extended period with a knee injury. Those are guys, I'm not trying to pick on you, but the Jets running back situation and the Texans running back situation right now, I think they're sucker bets. Like, they're bad teams. Now look, you saw what the Texans did. They just beat up on Jacksonville. Do not be shocked if this week against the Browns, the Texans' backfield looks like what the Jets' backfield looked like in week one. You know, the Jets, Tevin Coleman averaged, 2.5 yards a carry, got 24 yards. Ty Johnson averaged under 4 yards a carry. Michael Carter averaged under 2 yards a carry. So that is not a backfield unless I'm in a super deep league that I want somebody on my roster, quite frankly. I hope my league mates aren't listening, but in one league I'm in right now, I did take a flyer on Michael Carter. I'm dropping him like a bad habit for Elijah Mitchell. There's no upside. So here's the way I evaluate this. Can I see myself putting one of those players in my lineup right now? If I put Michael Carter in my lineup right now, I am hurting bad. So I'm going to use that roster spot for somebody who I can use right now. And I feel the same way about the Texans. I know Mark Ingram had 26 carries. If you expect that going forward, congratulations. I mean, you can have them. I'm not going to be putting my toes in those waters.
It's a great point. So let's go the other way. Let's go with a week one flop. You know, somebody that you saw, Joe, that maybe somebody, a lot of people drafted early that it just didn't happen. You mentioned the story of the guy that didn't get a target for Ayuk, that didn't get a target for the 49ers. He was in our he was our opponent in our fantasy league, so we were very thankful that he did not get a target because that's a big old zero.
No indication of that whatsoever.
Yeah.
At least Sermon was inactive, but there was no indication until that game started that Ayuk was benched.
Yes. Okay, so maybe a high pick that didn't do well in week one that you're not ready to panic on yet.
I hate to open sores, but Derrick Henry. I just think the Titans got boat raced. I think the offensive game plan was trash. Ryan Tannehill, who's been one of the best play-action passers in the NFL since he arrived in Nashville, you use two play-action passes. I know you're losing that game a bunch, but, like, come on. I mean, Arizona's cornerback situation is trash. I just think the Titans are going to rebound. Derrick Henry is a guy I'm not going to panic on, But we do need the Titans to pick it up offensively because Derrick Henry in his career has been exceptionally game script dependent. He is far better in wins than he is in losses. He's actually basically half as effective for fantasy in losses as he is in wins. And the Titans being from behind was not good news for Derrick Henry. And then, of course, there's the Green Bay fiasco. I just think Green Bay completely no-showed. Their entire roster, who was drafted highly for fantasy, Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones were both first-round picks. Those guys did nothing in week one. Aaron Rodgers was atrocious. I just think those guys are going to rebound. I would be putting in offers for Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones in my league right now. I just think it was just a really bad game for Green Bay.
We're talking to Joe Dolan, Fantasy Points, as we break down some fantasy football stuff. Okay, so when one guy that had a really good week for us on our team was Corey Davis that we got to know here in Nashville. Do you think that is a one-week thing? You got to be careful to start him every week, or with maybe the lack of targets that they have there, that Zach Wilson's going to rely on a veteran receiver, especially early on?
This was a continuation of what we saw in the preseason when Zach Wilson was really leaning on Corey Davis. And, you know, this is a situation – like, bad running back situations behind bad offensive lines, I'm not likely to dabble with those. But a rookie quarterback is going to have to throw the football at some point. The Jets are going to be behind quite a bit. Now, Corey Davis is for real for me. I'm not trying to tell you that he's DeAndre Hopkins. I'm just saying that I think for wide receiver three on your roster, he's a really good guy to have. And, you know, they have that their number two receiver this week was Elijah Moore, the rookie from Mississippi, who didn't really do a whole lot but played quite a bit. It was obvious that Zach Wilson preferred Corey Davis over Elijah Moore. So that is a guy who is absolutely worth rostering.
Okay, so we saw firsthand Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, what they did, AJ Green, you know, what they did to the Titans. Now, AJ Green wasn't as much, but a lot of people we talked to feel like that he's practicing and playing some in the preseason like the old AJ Green. What do you think about those three outside of DeAndre Hopkins as potentially being, you know, roster players for a fantasy team?
Yeah, so here's the problem I have with AJ Green. Kyler Murray comes out, there's very little resistance. DeAndre Hopkins can do what he wants in that game. Christian Kirk, who has long been one of the biggest teases in fantasy football, can do whatever he wants in this game. Rondale Moore comes out and goes 4-for-68 in his first game as a pro. AJ Green was last year statistically the worst wide receiver in professional football. He was inefficient. He caught less than half his targets. His yards per target were bottom of the barrel in the NFL. His effectiveness was bottom of the barrel. 6 targets, 2 for 25 for AJ Green in a game where all of his teammates go off. That's bad news for me. I needed to see AJ. I was willing to open my eyes and say, hey, look, if AJ Green puts the Bengals behind him, okay, like, we'll see. But what I saw there in week one, that is by far the last of those four guys that I want on that team. I'm a juice guy. I like going for that upside. Rondale Moore's the guy I'd be interested in beyond DeAndre Hopkins. Christian Kirk, to me, he's been a tease. He's had games like this in the past where he scores multiple touchdowns. Then you play him the next week and he goose eggs you. Rondale Moore is the guy who I think his role is going to increase going forward for the Cardinals. I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to use him creatively. That's the guy I'm most excited about, with the exception of DeAndre Hopkins here in the receiving corps.
In another league, I took a flyer on Jamar Chase, even though he didn't have a great training camp.
Yeah.
And I left him on the bench. You know, how do you view him as, you know, obviously he's a rookie. It's hard to tell, but how do you view him moving forward?
Yeah. Oh, I think he's a must start. And see, this is the other thing with preseason. You know, Adrian Groves had a great camp. Jamar Chase drops a couple of passes in the preseason and everybody panics on him. I got him so late in some of the last drafts I did where I'm just like, you know, I was like you. I'm like, you know, he's a rookie, but look, there's a discount here. This guy was a fourth round pick for fantasy prior to the preseason, and then he drops a couple of passes, and then he's available in the seventh and eighth round. Here's the deal with Jamar Chase. He led the Bengals wide receivers in snap share. He played 90% of the snaps. He played more snaps than T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. He ran more routes than T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. He saw more targets than T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. In his NFL debut, after having an admittedly bad preseason, Jamar Chase was the number one wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. That is massive. he is a must-start for me going forward. Like, I mean, you saw the talent. You saw the chemistry with Joe Burrow. This is a guy who I think, you know, I don't blame you for not starting him week one. To me, he's a must-start going forward.
Now I got to figure out who to bench because I have CeeDee Lamb, Adam Thielen, and then
maybe a little trade bait.
Cooper
there.
Kupp.
Wow.
Kenyon Drake is my flex, so.
I would bench Drake for him.
Okay, yeah. That's...
Hey, Drake had a solid game for you last night, you know, like in a rotational role. But personally, if I'm setting a lineup at the beginning, and of course, you factor in injuries and matchups and all that stuff, but I would be starting Ja'Marr Chase over Kenyon Drake.
Good to know. Really good stuff, Joe. Yeah. Appreciate the time as always. We'll definitely do it again soon.
All right, fantastic, guys. Good talking to you.
Joe Dolan, Fantasy Points, joining us here on the show, helping you with a little bit of your fantasy football needs after week one. We'll do that from time to time here on the show. We'll have much more coming here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. But first, kick off the new pro football season with the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up with BetMGM using the code 1025GAME, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter the code 1025GAME and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. Turn game time into showtime with BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. You must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.